And if you wanted to ask, you would ask.
If I wanted to ask.
To ask whether a certain action were performed, you would say. If a man performed it, you would ask.
Does he
okay.
perform?
Yes, I think we got those. In fact, those are ridiculous. If I were not certain about a thing, I might say, no, I'm not about it.
No, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And if there were, you wanted to ask what was the cause of a person doing a certain thing, you would say, what blank him do that?
What made him do that?
In the present.
Okay. In the present.
In the present tense.
What makes him do that?
Okay, good. And if there were, someone had been accused of doing something and you were asked if he was guilty or not, you would say, I don't know, but people
say that he's guilty.
All right. We got through those pretty well. Yeah, okay. I'm sure you have mentioned these words, but just to be certain that they're in it, the building that you live in is called
a house.
And if you were using that in the plural, you would say there are two
houses.
Okay. And then on a farm, the big building behind the house where you have animals and stuff.
Would be the barn.
Okay. Any other buildings on a farm that you know of?
No, I don't think so. Except that some farms have silos.
Mm, what's that for?
For storing grain, primarily.
What do they look like?
They're tall and round.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like towers.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for a building to store grain?
I don't know. I'm not too certain whether they're referring to the grain elevator as a storage bin. But I suppose, unless it's called a granary.
A what?
A granary.
Okay. Yes, that was the word I wanted. How about a building for storing corn?
It's certainly not a cornery.
I'm going to transcribe that. facetious, but I'm going to transcribe it. Okay,
I really don't
a
know.
A corn something?
A corn. It could be a... No, it's not a bin. I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Have you ever heard of a corn crib?
Yes. That's right, the corn crib. Is a corn crib a building?
It could be a building or it could be just a part of the barn.
Or it could be a part.
Use it different ways.
I think of it, when I think of corn crib, I think of it as a bin.
In the barn?
In the barn.
Okay. And let's see, the upper part of the barn is called the?
The hayloft.
Okay. And then if you had too much hay to get it in the loft and you put it out in the field, you'd call that a?
A stack, a haystack.
Did you ever see a haystack covered with something that had four poles and a sliding roof?
Four poles and a sliding roof. No. I don't think so.
I don't think that's a southern term at all. There's no reason in the world that you'd know that. By the way, a lot of these questions are concerned with farms, and city people aren't supposed to know them, and so it would be just surprising whether you know them. That thing is supposed to be called a hay barrack.
I've never heard
anybody in the South mention that.
No,
I think it's a northern term or a western term.
Probably
Midwestern. Do you know what you call, when you first cut the hay, what you call little piles that you rake it up in?
No, they're not sacks. They're mounds, I guess.
Do you know the term windrow at all?
No.
Okay.
And that's what they call them, windrows.
So that's what some people call them. This is totally out of my vocabulary. Where would you keep cows?
In the barn.
Okay. Where would you milk cows?
Where would you milk cows?
Mm-hmm.
On a farm, I suppose you would milk them.